Tools for better sleep hygiene. In the previous two articles, I've written about sleep. Last week, I discussed sleep cycles, what to do if you wake up at 3 a.m., and why, if you stimulate yourself too much when you wake up, it can be 90 minutes, an entire sleep cycle, before you fall back to sleep. You can listen to it by clicking the link that I've left below. This week, as promised, I'm covering better sleep hygiene. Effects of sleep deprivation. We've all experienced the adverse effects of sleep deprivation. It typically includes low physical energy levels, low tolerance levels, impaired cognitive performance, inability to concentrate, impaired short and long-term memory recall, trouble performing complex physical and mental tasks, inability to control emotions, increased stress levels. In fact, it so completely and thoroughly negatively affects every part of our physical and mental functioning that throughout time, sleep deprivation has been used both as a torture technique and also in cult mind control. Managing stress levels. Most people would agree that stress affects sleep. Therefore, it stands to reason that if you can lessen your stress levels, your sleep will improve. I've written extensively in other articles about managing stress. However, here are a couple of favourite, simple, but effective, clinically proven tools. Daylight exposure. Getting enough daylight, not through windows or staring directly at the sun, is critical to a healthy sleep-wake cycle. This is because when natural sunlight hits the back of our eyes, it regulates our serotonin levels. Healthy serotonin levels are critical for managing our internal circadian rhythm, our sleep-wake cycle. Andrew Huberman, neuroscientist and ophthalmologist, he has an amazing podcast called the Huberman Lab Podcast, recommends getting at least 10 minutes of daylight within an hour of waking up and a further 10 minutes during the hour that the sun goes down. Light photons at those particular times of day have a colour that we can't detect with our naked eye. However, we know that they have the most beneficial effect on our circadian rhythm. People who suffer from SAD, seasonal affective disorder, often do so because of the lack of natural daylight. Little or no sun affects our vitamin D3 levels and our serotonin production. The side effects of this include anxiety, depression, low mood, lethargy, etc. Most of us like to think we are so sophisticated. However, we're still just animals. We are not built to be indoors all day. It's unhealthy and can have severe side effects on our physical and mental health, including depression, anxiety, low mood, lethargy, when we don't spend time outside. Regular exercise. Again, I cannot stress enough that we are animals. Our bodies are meant for movement, not to be sedentary. However, that does not mean that you must flog yourself out at the gym. Our bodies are tailor-made for walking. Our ancestors populated the earth by traveling long distances on foot. Our bodies are specifically designed for it. If you've been following me for a while or been on any training events with me, you'll know I'm a massive fan of the 15-minute walk. Fortunately, it isn't necessary to walk 10,000 steps, although it's fabulous if you can, to get fantastic results. In just 15 minutes of walking, you burn off the stress hormones cortisol and adrenaline. You regulate your serotonin levels, positively affecting your sleep-wake cycle. You will produce happy biochemicals, dopamine, the reward chemical, and endorphins, which is a natural painkiller, making you feel happier and more content. When you walk forward, the lateral eye movement of your eyes is proven to reduce stress and depression. Eye movement desensitization and reprocessing, EMDR, used in treating trauma, depression, and other mental illnesses, is based on the same lateral eye movement, and it really works. Finally, you will alleviate those feelings of overwhelm. When stressed, our view narrows as our brain attempts to focus on one perceived threat. In other words, the saber-toothed tiger. However, today we tend to have multiple perceived threats. Our brains find it difficult to cope and we feel overwhelmed. But when we walk, run, cycle outside, not on a static bike or treadmill, our view has to widen in order to spot physical threats coming at us from all sides. Managing jet lag. Both getting 10 minutes of natural daylight at both ends of the day and exercise is clinically proven to improve the side effects of jet lag for all of the reasons mentioned above. They help recalibrate your circadian rhythm more quickly than if you didn't do those things. Better sleep hygiene. Many people experience trouble falling asleep. I saw it a lot during lockdown when people went to bed at the same time but got up later because they didn't have the same work commute. As a result, their sleep became dysregulated. If you struggle to fall asleep, here are more of my clinically proven top tips. Avoid bright light. When bright light hits the back of our eyes, our brains think it's daytime and will inhibit melatonin, the biochemical that we need for sleep. Therefore, you should avoid bright lights for at least 40 minutes before bed, wherever possible. That includes bright overhead lights and electronic equipment such as phones, laptops, and iPads. Stick to low-level lighting, for example, dim table lights, as they mimic the angle of the setting sun, which helps trigger our melatonin release. If using electronic equipment is unavoidable, consider using blue-blocking glasses. You can buy them online, or you can have blue block added to your regular lenses. However, you don't need to use blue blocking glasses all day long because you do need that light in the back of your eyes in the daytime. You only need them after sunset. Create a regular sleep schedule. Go to bed and get up at the same time every day for at least 2 weeks, even at weekends. This will reset your circadian rhythm. Your brain likes consistency. Top tips. Further top tips for creating better sleep hygiene. Give yourself time to unwind before bed. Create a simple but relaxing bedtime routine, including a warm bath but not hot, reading, meditating, etc. Avoid eating, drinking caffeine or alcohol, or exercising too close to bedtime. Avoid overstimulation of your nervous system, for example, arguments, online gaming, and disturbing films. What next? Next week, I'll cover a topic that came up in a webinar that I delivered this week: handwriting versus typed note-taking. It was quite the talking point, even though the session technically had nothing to do with that. If you think this article would be helpful to others, please consider forwarding it. It takes seconds and assists me in getting this free content in front of more people. Plus, you never know who you may be helping with that small act of kindness. If you've never considered coaching or would like to hear more about my unique approach, please contact me at joe@joebanks.net for a complimentary 15-minute discovery call. Finally, if you haven't subscribed to receive my weekly newsletter, which contains my latest articles, news, and special offers, click the newsletter tab in the menu above. As a thank you, you'll receive free access to my 30-page mini course on how to hack your happy hormones. As always, thank you for your continued support.